The fires that have been devastating Southern California continue to burn. Winds are pushing the fires toward Bel Air and Interstate 405, threatening more damage. More than 50,000 acres have burned already. Joining us now with the latest on the fires is reporter John Sepulvedo of NPR member station KQED. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you right now, and what do you see?
So I'm on the 405 overpass at Sunset Boulevard. This is the command officer, and in fact, I can promise your listeners, you're going to hear sirens as you talk to me, because we have another round of evacuations happening right in front of us. These are folks who live near the Getty Center, which is on the west side of Los Angeles. This is a very hilly, vegetative intensive area, lots of trees and lots of brush. And folks are being asked to leave their homes as mandatory evacuations are expanded in this really densely populated area of Los Angeles. We think that the fire is of more than 50 acres. 50 acres was the last number they gave us, the Los Angeles Fire Department, and they have expected that number to grow as the fire finds more fuel. But it's just in a very surreal kind of sense. This very much feels like something out of a movie. There's a lot of first responders. There's a lot of motorcycle police, people with wearing white masks rushing out of their homes. Suitcases in tow, trying to get out. It's like something you would watch, not something you would experience.
Well, and as you say, this is a densely populated area. This is not, you know, somewhere in a forest somewhere where there are maybe, you know, a couple hundred homes. It sounds like it's quite a bit more than that.
Yeah, it's definitely way beyond Smokey's purview as far as, like, stopping this fire. It's very, very densely populated for a suburban area. This is Los Angeles, suburban Los Angeles, and there are lots of homes. We've seen a lot of people try to take action in this area, you know, by putting water on their roofs before they leave, trying to, like, turn their sprinklers on. And that has worked in some areas north of here, in rural areas, more rural areas, where we're seeing 65,000 acres burn right now in Ventura County. We've seen a lot of homeowners there put water on their roofs and try to mitigate effects that way. But this is just, it's a bizarre event, in large part because of the Santa Ana winds. You know, y'all in Arizona, you are no stranger to big wind gusts that may come in the later summer months and fall, or during the change of seasons. Mm-hmm. We in California have something very similar in the Santa Ana winds. You know, these hot, dry desert winds that come roaring off the mountains. But we normally don't see them this late in the season, and we definitely don't see them this late in the season for such a prolonged time. We're looking at a week of intense Santa Anas, and it's just blowing the embers from what started as a very small brush fire about 100 miles from here throughout the Southland and possibly even into San Diego County. There's concern about that.
For folks who are being evacuated and have been evacuated, where are they going?
So there are evacuation shelters throughout the city and throughout the Southland that have been set up at high schools, that have been set up at fairgrounds. One of the big issues is that many of these areas that are more sparsely populated, they have a lot of livestock and they have a lot of horses. They have a lot of farm animals. Those have had to been evacuated as well. And for folks, this is one of the hardest parts about the evacuations is, you know, there are places for them to go, like the high schools and what have you, Red Cross shelters, that kind of thing, but they often can't bring their pets. And so we have seen people not leave their homes because they can't bring their pets. Hmm. And that is very scary, because I also had the unfortunate experience of covering the fires that were just north of San Francisco just a few weeks ago. And we know for a fact that there were people who were either injured or even possibly I don't want to attribute any fatalities directly to that, but we know of, like, one couple who didn't leave the home because they didn't for longer than they should have, stayed at the home longer than they should have, because they couldn't find a place to put their dog.
Wow.
And that couple did die. So an elderly couple. So, you know, this thing about pets. The other thing, lastly, as we close down, as we end this, it's just really important for every listener that if they see a fire situation, if they smell smoke, that's not enough. If you're smelling smoke, your neighbors are smelling smoke, and they're probably calling 911. So we're seeing the 911 system jammed up. And then also every fire report has to be investigated, and that drains resources from fighting the fire. So unless you see flames, the Los Angeles Fire Department does not want people to call. I know for people in Phoenix, it's just something to keep in mind, you know, when a disaster hits that area. Hopefully it never does, but sure. If it does, now you know. Don't call 911 unless you need to.
All right. That's reporter John Sepulvedo of member station KQED in suburban L.A. John, stay safe. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.